Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I talked a little bit about it just before the break. The piece in the Republican American last week got my attention that they're thinking about using the Yonder pouches in Waterbury schools. And the superintendent is supposed to take it to the principals and talk about it. But there's a cost. It could be $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. I'm a huge – we had remember we had Tim Quinn on from Porter's, Miss Porter's school, and they don't have cell phones from, I think, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on their campus, and it's worked out incredibly well. And some other public schools have tried it, and Waterbury's considering it, and I think it's a great idea. So we wanted to welcome in Dr. Verna Ruffin, Superintendent of Waterbury Schools. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. So the plan was in the piece, you're going to talk to the principals. Has that conversation happened? And if it hasn't, when is it going to happen?
The conversation occurred on a very small scale. It occurred with three principals, members of the union, to bring out the preliminary conversation and to find out how people were feeling about it. The next meeting is going to include more of the principals, mm-hmm. and we want to invite parents and students and others from the schools to be able to talk about what could that look like if Waterbury did implement this for the 24-25 school year.
So without naming specific people, obviously, what was some of the feedback? How did they feel about it?
The preliminary discussion is that they were in favor of certainly looking at it. They thought that cell phones do pose a distraction within the school day. And thought that would be something that we should look at further. We should also be very thorough in our discussion because we should look at intended and unintended consequences as a result of either piloting something or maybe doing something on a larger scale. And then, of course, funding on our end is always something that we want to consider. We no longer have ESSER fundings, and we don't want to add one more thing that we can't sustain.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to add Yonder pouches and have to eliminate a teacher or something like that. You know, obviously the cost is an issue. But what's the downside to trying it, I guess? You talk about intended and unintended consequences. I mean, in terms of obviously there's some districts have tried it and you can look at some comps. But what is the downside? What are the negatives?
I wouldn't consider them negatives as much as I would consider that you have to think about those things when you're getting ready to do something new and different. You know, it has to be communicated in such a way that people understand why you're doing it. Not everything can be a punishment.
Right.
You know, there has to be the real reason behind doing this is to focus the attention on instruction, to focus the attention on students really paying attention to what's happening in schools, to have eye contact, to have conversations, to stop the social media frenzy that sometimes elevates itself to levels where students are disputing, to remove those kind of elements. You have to think about it and you have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And the way that you implement it, you certainly need to know what are the effective uses of such a pouch. What's the implementation? Where and how easily accessible is it going to be for students to demagnetize at the end of the day? And all of those things are part of how one should proceed with something when you're doing something that's different.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Verna Ruffin, Superintendent of Schools in Waterbury, about the issue of cell phones in class. I'm curious, this is preliminary, so all the research hasn't been done, but are the Yonder pouches the only options here? Are there ways to sort of disable certain parts of the phone so they can't use it or create other rules, or is that the way to do it?
I think that there are perhaps other ways of doing it. The pouches are our discussion right now. That is the one thing that we are discussing when we return from spring break, that we're going to be discussing that as a possible next option.
Right. And your instinct is this is something you want for your school system?
I think that if it is something that's going to create more of a peaceful environment where we're focusing more on learning than we are on discipline, I think it is something we definitely need to try.
Yeah. I mean, the pushback I always anticipate would be from parents who want to be able to connect with their kids, but sometimes that's part of the problem too, is it? And then you have to deal with, I guess the number one thing I've had in my conversations with, especially public school systems, is what if there's an emergency, right? What if there's even active shooter type situation and those types of dynamics, and that's where the parents come in. I mean, at some point, will you also include the conversation with them?
Oh, parents definitely have to be included in this conversation.
Well, listen, keep us in the loop. We'd love to. I mean, I personally am 100% in favor of it. I think it's actually not just about the in-class. I said this already this morning that I think it forces people to interact in between classes. It forces them to talk to people at lunch. You know, I think that stuff, believe it or not, I think is almost as important as the impact in the classroom. But that's just my opinion.
It's very important. The social interaction is very important.
Well, good luck. I hope it gets done, and maybe we'll catch up when this moves forward. I imagine this would be for next fall, right?
Correct.
All right. Dr. Ruffin, have a great day. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Verna Ruffin, Superintendent of Schools in Waterbury.